As the march to install superfast 5G wireless service continues across the country, advocates for patients with electrosensitivity are questioning the technology's safety. Noah Davidson of Sacramento began lobbying to have 5G antennas moved away from people's homes and offices because his 5- and 7-year-old nieces got sick for 2 months straight right after Verizon installed a 5G box on a light pole next to their home. The family hired an expert to measure the radio frequency levels.
So we ended up installing some shielding in the home, moving the kids into a back room, and within a few days, their symptoms went away.
Verizon's website quotes the FCC's guidance that there's no scientific evidence linking radiation from cell phones to health problems in humans, and 5G boxes do meet all legal standards. Davidson wants the decades-old standards updated, saying the technology hasn't been proven safe. 3G and 4G cell antennas are typically mounted on towers 50 to 200 feet above ground, but the 5G small cell boxes are more localized, generally placed every 7 or 8 houses about 30 feet off the ground. Dr. David Carpenter, a public health research physician at the University of Albany and an expert on RF radiation, says some people do fall ill when exposed to non-ionizing radiation from cell phones, smart meters, and components of the 5G cell sites, boxes that are now being installed across the nation.
But there are a lot of people that get ringing in their ears or get headaches and feel fatigued and their brain isn't working quite right that never think about the fact that it may be coming from the Wi-Fi in their house or the smart meter on the outside door.
A recent study from UC Irvine in the medical journal Multiple Sclerosis and Related Disorders finds extreme RF exposure can produce severe illness that mimics MS. It looks at the case of 47-year-old Rick Garwood, a former cell phone tower technician from Southern California. He was exposed to massive radiation amounts in 2011 when a Verizon worker switched the towers back on after they'd been shut down for maintenance. Garwood says he's now on permanent disability, suffering with nodules on his lungs and painful lesions on his brain, kidney, and spinal cord.
The person I was is gone. I mean, I've lost everything in life. I had to move back to my parents' home. I'm on permanent disability. I went from a $80,000 a year career to all of a sudden I was on workers' comp for 4.5 years. And then they finally said, you're not going to get any better.
Garwood sued, went to mediation, and received about a year's pay. For Public News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter.